Young Entertainment Professionals.
You're listening to the Young Entertainment Professionals podcast, a series featuring the next generation of creative and business professionals in music, TV, and film. Hear their stories on navigating the industry with the help of the Young Entertainment Professionals Network.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of the Young Entertainment Professionals podcast. I am sitting here in the living room with one of my best friends. I'm sorry. We're laughing because her dog, Opie, the most precious little Pomeranian, is deciding to
chew on a bone right now.
Yeah. So if you hear some like random panting throughout this podcast episode, just disregard. But honestly, go look him up because he's on Instagram, right?
Opie Licks.
Opie Licks. O-P-I-E, Licks. This is really starting off strong. Okay, guys. So I'm very excited to have Katrina on the podcast. She's one of my best friends, and she is such a talented makeup artist. She actually did my makeup today for a shoot.
I did, which is a rarity, first time.
It's so rare. I like put it off for the longest time because I'm like, I'm not going to have Katrina until like it's like
worth a
good shoot.
Which I appreciate because I don't have much extra time.
No, you're busy. And we're going to be talking about that in the episode today. You've had a lot of great experiences. You were in LA for a minute, but you're originally from New England. So what brought you from New England to LA all the way back to the east side of East Nashville?
Okay, what inspired me to move to LA from New Hampshire? Okay, I was always fascinated with film. From the age of 7, I was sewing my own clothes and wanted to be a costume designer.
You've been sewing since you were 7?
Yes.
That's badass.
I used to sew clothes for my dolls, my American Girl dolls.
Have you sewed any clothes for Opie?
No, I don't have time.
You should. You make some good money off that.
I know, but
people have Instagram pets. They need clothes.
Yeah, no, we've veered our career path.
Yeah, you're doing something different. Continue.
So I had a teen makeup lesson when I was like 15 with a makeup artist named Chris Soterian. I still wanted to be a clothing designer. However, I was suddenly doing everyone's makeup for formals. And that's when I realized, oh, this is also a profession. So I changed my path and I moved 3,000 miles from home at 18 to attend the makeup designery in Los Angeles.
What kind of films did you love when you were like 7 years old? Like,
I mean, when I was 7, I wasn't as much into just the film aspect of it, but then the wardrobe aspect.
Oh,
I just loved all the cool, like Renaissance looking dresses, and I would make them for my American Girl dolls.
Stop. How many American Girl dolls did you have?
I only had like 2.
Same. Yeah, my parents were like, your max is 2. This is too expensive.
My sister was really mad at me for getting them at all.
Yeah.
Alicia, love you.
Shout out. Oh, yeah. Well, like, this makes sense why you like The Great, though, on Netflix. This totally makes sense.
You are going to judge me forever for liking that movie that TV show.
No, I'm just saying this just makes sense. It's like,
oh, yeah, all the Renaissance. We love period pieces.
So, so good. So, obviously, you were in LA for a while before you moved to Nashville. I think I met you, like, right when you moved here. Yeah, it was probably at a show at Analog. And we connected, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I freaking love this girl. Okay, so talk about some jobs that have stood out to you in your time in LA or here that have influenced your career so far. Maybe some unique experiences that you want to share?
So I've been doing hair and makeup for so long that my stories are absolutely endless. I mean, I've done the last 3 presidential primaries, whole bunch of country music videos, horror films. One music video that really stands out is I did a music video for Imagine Dragons, and the big old Hollywood director came to town and wanted them covered in dirt.
What?
And the thing is he didn't want them covered in real dirt, because they're like mega stars. So he wanted makeup dirt. Well, how do you cover 3 grown men in makeup and not need a ton of makeup? Well, I had to pay $1,000 for that much dark setting powder.
Stop it.
It was like 2 of those Home Depot gallon buckets, like the huge ones in makeup.
Oh my God.
And so we covered these guys, and it actually looks really cool because they filmed them in slow-mo and had all the dirt flying off of them. And the dirt was makeup, and it was all up in their eyes and noses and Yeah.
Okay, which music video was it for?
It was for Natural. You can see it on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can look it up.
Recently, I had to lay some facial hair on Travis Denning. And he did a throwback to the 2000s country music. Travis Denning did a throwback music video to the early 2000s. And so we had to give him a goatee. And normally country music is pretty, like, I'm not going to lie, the music videos are pretty granola. So that was kind of out there and fun for me to put some facial hair on him.
Obviously, you've had several experiences. Many of them sounded amazing. But, like, talk about, like, the common misconception of being a makeup artist. Like, I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, that's so glamorous. They can get to meet so many great people. Like,
yeah, the world definitely thinks it's super glamorous and, like, the most easy, laid-back job ever. But if you talk to my masseuse, you'll think otherwise with how tight my back muscles are at all times. I'm just kidding, but seriously. Yeah, so it definitely has its perks in the glamour department. But I've done night shoots in 8-degree temperatures. I even one time had to wash Charlie Sheen's hair in a bar bathroom sink at 2 a.m.
Was he nice about it, though?
He was so sweet. Okay. Like, so, so, so sweet. We were laughing the entire time. So, yeah, if those 12-hour days of cold, misery, sleepless shoots don't look good to you, then I'd stay away from the film industry.
Yeah, you should probably run. But if you're like you, because you've even texted me or voice memoed me before. We voice memo a lot.
Last night's shoot?
Yes. The one last night. You were literally like, I'm going to have to sit in my car for a second because it's...
It was so cold. Last night, I think it got down to like 28 when we were still filming. But we had to have a kissing scene and they specifically wanted red lipstick on the talent. So what happens when a red lipstick girl kisses a boy? It gets everywhere.
It's all over the place. You have to redo
her eyebrow. Oh. I don't know what was going on. But in the freezing cold, I had to get that off of her and fix their faces to do it again. So,
well, I wonder if there'll be a couple because of that. It'd be kind of funny.
You know, I should follow them to see.
You should follow up with them.
This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Publicity Nation PR, an industry leader in music and entertainment to help entertainers. In addition to media outreach, Publicity Nation specializes in artist development, branding, and commercial projects for artists, entertainers, entrepreneurs, and social influencers. Their drive, dedication, and exemplary work ethic leads to their clients' success. Be seen and be heard by visiting publicitynation.com today.
In regards to the Charlie Sheen incident, what do you appreciate about working with talent that's like super grateful and warm? And-
well, considering he's been in the business for so long and you know he's had like the best of the best. I think they filmed on what, Warner Brothers or something for his TV show. And yeah, we had trailers, but not for the entire shoot. So obviously when it came down to needing to wash his hair and we weren't anywhere near the trailer... It was also winter, so like our best option was the bar. And to have somebody that is just like a seasoned regular in the acting world take that and not be upset about it was awesome, because that's not common, especially for people as big as him.
I want to hear your favorite part about special FX makeup. So something the public doesn't know about the prep, about the process, and maybe like your favorite part.
Okay, let's see. So character makeup is my absolute favorite, because getting people ready to play a part, like, you literally help them bring their part to life. So you're not ready unless your hair and makeup's done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're in a fight scene, if you don't have blood and bruising on your face, it doesn't make sense. Same with like a period piece, even a country music artist, I'll get their hair and makeup on and then they look like their artist selves. So I really love character makeup for that reason. So a big thing that people don't realize with special effects makeup, when putting on prosthetics and anything with glue, alcohol is what we get the glue off with. So if the talent's been out drinking all night beforehand, it actually seeps through their skin and releases the glue. So I have had some nightmare jobs that the prosthetics won't stick or the facial hair won't stick because the person's like a drinker. And that's just fun fact. Don't drink before your shoots.
Yeah. I mean, like, I mean, I guess it's up to them to figure out if they want to like follow through with that. But like, I guess that's why, I mean, they probably have to like abstain from whatever.
Yeah. If you have something glued on, it's just going to be easier for us to keep it there if you don't have alcohol in your system.
It's freaking crazy. I didn't even know that. Okay. So starting your kit, like how do you keep organized? How do you keep enough around to know, like based on what gigs you're getting? Like,
yeah.
How do you, how do you manage your kit? And then also like obviously stay to budget too.
I luckily have a lot of brand partnerships, so I get a really big discount on a lot of stuff, but then there's also a lot of things that I love that I don't. So if you are just starting out as a hair and makeup artist, you should definitely look into getting pro discounts, because I know my brushes alone cost almost $2,000, and that's just my brushes. So then when you're constantly refilling all your foundations and everything, like one foundation is $65. So men, next time your girl looks good for you, remember that.
Yes. This is why this looks so good today. Yeah. I was like, dang, I wish I could do this at home. JK, probably could.
Exactly. I am OCD, like, so hard. So organizing everything is half of, like, why I love hair and makeup, I'm not gonna lie. But also, there's a lot of times that we have to do makeup fast. I cannot tell you how many times I've had to do a full face in like 5 minutes. So if you don't have everything in specific places that you can just go grab clean, ready to rock fast, you're not gonna get your job done fast. So that's a huge thing you have to remember with being a hair and makeup artist, that you have to be organized.
Please talk about
The anchor.
About the anchor, because we've been talking about this for a long time to get this in the interview here, because that is just like, that is like my worst nightmare, because I like, you know.
Yeah. If you can't work under pressure, definitely don't go anywhere near film makeup artistry.
Entertainment period.
Entertainment period. Yeah, you're right. Because there was this one time, I think I was only 23 or 24, like first couple years of my career, and we were working with NBC and I had a really, really famous anchor. I think she missed her alarm. We had to be live at 6 a.m. We were discussing the primaries that morning and she showed up at like 5:40.
No.
And so I had negative time to get anything on her face. Don't even talk about her hair. That was not going to happen. And I was throwing eyelashes on her eyes while they were miking her at her desk that she was about to be live on TV within like seconds. Her eyelashes were still wet when they were rolling. So, you know, there's only so much you can do. She's gorgeous. So it like wasn't too noticeable. And let's be real, who's up at 6 a.m. actually judging that? But still,
that's like,
I've had a lot of really stressful experiences like that. And it just makes you a stronger artist, you know?
Yeah. Makes you quick on your feet.
This podcast is brought to you by Live Right Play. For over 6 years, Live Right Play has focused on finding and developing some of the best songwriters, producers, and artists on Music Row. Our current roster includes Olivia Lane, Skip Black, Matt Nolan, and Tony McVaney. You can keep up with Live Right Play by following at Live Right Play on Instagram or going to liverightplay.com.
Before we get into your rental space, which, like, I gotta say, if someone's looking for, like, a vintage studio to shoot in, whether that's photo, video, Katrina has outdone herself. Her entire house decorated by herself, Facebook Marketplace finds, estate sales. It looks freaking bomb in here.
Like it's right back into the 60s.
60s and 70s. It's awesome. So, and I met you actually, well, we got to be really good friends when you were decorating your Wonder Woman trailer.
Oh, yeah. My camper.
And you're...
That turned me on to doing an entire house.
Yeah, you really escalated from that.
What else was there to do during the pandemic?
I mean, honestly. How long did it take you to decorate that? I know your friend from England came...
The camper?
Yeah.
We had it done in 2 weeks. The whole thing flipped. We had nothing else to do. It was the beginning of the pandemic. Gosh, we wallpapered new floors, took out the furniture, put in new furniture, painted the entire thing. It was a 26-foot, pole trailer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So being on set, working with other professionals, so like camera people, you've got those that are like creative directing.
Directors, yeah.
Yeah, like what What kind of advice do you have for someone, I mean, in any of those roles, on how to work well with everyone else in the room? Like, how do you know your role? Like, what do you have any advice on how to, like, take direction or, like...
It's hard because when you're booked on something, everyone literally has a specific role that day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can jump in and help creatively, but a lot of times you don't want to walk on each other's jobs. So it is kind of nice to be able to do it all yourself, but we obviously have teams for a reason. Like, one person can't do the whole shoot.
Yeah.
But that's, like, I've always loved photography and hair and makeup and just, like, creating a photo from nothing and, like, a vibe. So that's why I started to decorate spaces to do photos with.
Love it. And it's called the Wonder Woman Studio. It went from the Wonder Woman camper to the Wonder Woman Studio.
Yeah, it's the Wonder Woman Studio and the Wonder Woman Cave.
Such, so good.
The cave is my, I call it my woman cave. That's definitely more 70s. We have velvet sofas, a mid-century bar, disco balls, wood paneling galore. It's just, like, perfect if you want to go back in time in a 70s shoot. And then the room next door to it is more of, like, a blank canvas if you want to do just backdrops. And there's a hair makeup wardrobe area in there. And, yeah, you can find all of this on Avay and Pier Space under the Wonder Woman Cave.
Like wander, literally like a wandering woman.
Like a wanderer, like, you know.
Except she's not wandering that far because she's in a cave, so. Kidding, I shouldn't have said that.
So wander,
maybe we might leave that in there.
W-A-N-D-E-R, mm-hmm. Wonder Woman.
And if you heard it on the Yep podcast today, you'll get 10% off.
Yeah, so just let me know on Avay or Peer Space that you heard this on Yep, and I'll give you 10% off your booking.
Freaking love it.
Guys, never do a podcast with your best friend. I'm sorry.
No, because you will literally, like, you will literally just get off track and then ask random ass questions that you meant to talk about a long time ago that aren't for the public.
Yeah, I'm like, we can't put that in there.
No. There's a lot that we deleted out of this. This is why it's only like 20 minutes. Okay, so you can follow Wonder Woman on Instagram.
Yeah, just look up Wonder Woman on Instagram. That is my photography and shoot space page. And then my regular Instagram for all things hair, makeup, and my life is just Katrina Brooks.
Love it, love it. Well, thanks for taking the time. Talk about your experience.
Thank you for taking the time.
Girl, got you always. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Young Entertainment Professionals Podcast. To get connected, visit yepnashville.com and follow Yep Nashville and Yep Los Angeles on social media. I'm your host, Libby Ulrich, and until next time, discover, cultivate, accelerate.